This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
Good morning and happy race day, everybody, at 8:06. What a big show. Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And later today, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing. And we race to bring awareness to volunteer fire departments from all over the country. What a show. Again, Mobile International Speedway, Five Flags Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service bringing it to us. Standing by, the two-time champion from Daytona, Fairhope's own Grant Enfinger, is going to talk about his wonderful weekend at Daytona and, of course, the opportunity to three-peat in the ARCA Mobile 200 coming up March 14th in a big show with Joe McCardle, Sunny South Raceway, next Saturday. The season starts. I've got a brand-new photographer, Brandy Davis. We're going to try to get on and talk to her as well a little bit later. It'll say you've got a car. You got to get it ready to go. Rusty Cooper with Titan Race Cars will be on from the build to the setup and everything in between. Rusty's got you covered. And then with ABC Designs, Steve Williams, if you've got a few, just, 2 weeks left, I think, until a lot of these tracks are starting to go, well, if you got to get your car stickered up or maybe you want to get a wrap, Steve's going to tell you how to do it. And we're excited to announce that Mike from the Kenny Wallace Driving Experience will be on next weekend at the Southern Raceway, March 7th, where they're going to have their big show there. And this is cool. You have an opportunity to either drive a dirt modified or do a ride-along in a two-seat sprint car. So we'll talk all about that. There's a lot of good racing around the Gulf Coast. George County Motorsports Park is having a huge event today. We'll talk a little bit about that and how you can help out with some families that are struggling as you're going out to watch the carts and the lawnmowers. But again, I'm just excited to have him on the show. He's already at the shop working this morning. Again, two-time Daytona champion, Grant Enfinger. Good morning. Welcome back to the show, brother.
Yeah, thanks for having me on again, Kane.
Well, I'd say if you keep doing what you're doing, we're going to have you on every weekend, brother.
That sounds good to me, man.
Well, you know, at the beginning of February, you weren't for sure where you were, when you were going to get back in a race car, and then, of course, you get in with a great group of guys at GMS Racing. Tell us how that came about, and just walk us through Daytona.
You know, I'll tell you what, it seems like the off-season is always stressful for me. Not really having much security, it doesn't seem like. Mark Gallagher walked downstairs in the shop a couple weeks before Daytona, and he said, look, don't know what all else is going to happen, but we're going to put you in the car for Daytona, and you're going to go down there with our other car, Scott Sheldon, in the Allegiant Chevy, and we're going to run you in Daytona. We're going to see how it goes after that, and hopefully we can put some stuff together to keep going all year. So before that, all I was doing is working in the shop, helping with trucks, helping with ARCA cars where I could, but really just didn't know what was going to happen. So very, very fortunate and very, very blessed to be over here at GMS Racing, and pretty pumped up about the year. And like you said, we got it started off on the right note, and we brought the Alamo Chevrolet into victory lane at Daytona, and it's hard to get too much better than that. So it's no bigger stage than Daytona, and you know, very, very fortunate to be with a good group of guys and be able to get us there 2 years in a row.
Yeah, I was going to say, once is amazing, two times is incredible. And in 2015, this will be your third full season in ARCA, but 8 years you've made at least one start in the series.
Yeah, I tell you what, it's I can't believe it's that long. So I started out doing some start and park racing for a team I went up here to work with a long time ago, and can't believe it's been 8 years.
Well, and you got started actually starting off in go-karts back in 1996. How did your family get you involved in racing, and how did that bug bite you?
I tell you what, it was more just an interest me and my dad had when I was a kid. He was always a race fan, but didn't know anything about racing, was never involved with it. And he had a client, Glenn Cooley, and they raced Super Stocks out at Mobile International Speedway. You know, we went out there and kind of fell in love with it. And when I turned 11, I somehow talked my old man into getting a go-kart. And
sales, baby.
Just kind of went from there.
And you guys, you know, I've got Joe McCardle from Sunny South Raceway coming up next. Their season starting. You cut your teeth there at that track, didn't you?
I tell you what, the Legends cars are where I really, I guess, started becoming serious about the racing, and it felt like it could be maybe a career choice for me. So still up in the air whether that was a good move or a bad move. But but yeah, the Legends cars are where did, you know, a lot of my learning, and yeah, did a lot of that with Joe and Brian McCardle and all those guys at Sunny South. So that's definitely a great place to race, and man, maybe one day I'll get back in a Legends car out there.
Well, you know, let's talk about Humphrey Wheeler talking about you. He had some great quotes a couple weeks ago saying that Grant Enfinger is the best driver in the ARCA series and says he should have a cup ride, and why doesn't he yet? And I'm sure you ask the same questions, but you have a lot of your peers really really got a lot of respect for you now, Grant.
I tell you what, it means a lot to me when you have guys like Humphrey and guys like that you race with that have a lot of respect for you. And I, you know, like you said, I've been up here a few years now, and it's pretty good to see feel like I've kind of earned a little bit of that respect. And man, it's just, you know, it would be great to go into that next level, and I hope one day it does. But I'm very, very blessed to be where I'm at with GMS Racing, and I don't think I've ever been in a better situation than I am right here. So, you know, hopefully the future can move us up the ranks a little bit. But I tell you what, it's pretty cool and pretty special to be where I'm at right now at GMS.
Well, and Grant, the biggest thing, and we've had you on before on the off season in the past years, and you've said the hardest part of what you're doing and what you just said earlier in the interview sometimes is just the uncertainty. And you've got a marketing degree, so you're out there. You're also selling yourself. Were you have you done anything for this team? Alamo was already on board, weren't they? Or how do you go about? Because nowadays, you know, I have so many people. We have a decent amount of sponsors with Kane Motorsports. And they always ask, well, how do you do it? You've got to promise a lot of things. You just can't. The days of going back and saying, hey, let's buy me some tires and we'll put a sticker on the car, they're gone, aren't they?
Yeah, it's definitely tough. That's the toughest part about this business. So very fortunate that, like you said, all my rental cars on the car at Daytona, they're going to be on the car again as well at Chicago. Right. So we got some great partners and a lot of local guys supporting the ARCA Mobile 200. Mm-hmm. So we got Snaptrack that's going to be on the cars again. They were with us at the Snowball. Ball and Container Company, Triple K Construction, awesome. And then Worth USA that's supporting us all year too. So, man, we got a lot of local support, but like you said, the sponsorship is the hardest part of this business. And, you know, it takes a lot of money to get these cars to the racetrack. And, you know, you got to be able to provide for the sponsors as well. So it's a tough balance, but I feel like we're doing the best we can here.
Well, Tommy Prater had a great marketing scheme with Fear the Finger, and the shirts are everywhere along the Gulf Coast. You probably see a bunch of them in the stands there at Mobile International Speedway. March 14th, the next race, going for the three-peat. What would that mean for you, Grant?
You know, it would mean a lot to me, obviously. You know, the best part of you know, racing in Mobile is the fact that all the friends and family that you know, try to support you every way they can. They can't get in the car and drive or fly to all these races we have that are so far away, like Kansas and Iowa and, you know, Daytona and all this stuff. This is in our backyard, so everybody's going to be there, and, you know, that makes it really, really special for me. So, you know, hopefully we can pull it off. I feel like we got all the equipment to get it done with, so. Like you said, we're at the shop here working on this car for Mobile right now, and hopefully it's as good as it's been the last couple of years.
Well, storybook weekend, not only did you win Daytona, but congratulations, you're now engaged. You're not single anymore, Grant. You got to change your website.
but that was a pretty special moment, and, you know, then I've been dating Michelle Dupree, who's actually down there in Fairhope. I grew up, went to school with her, so I've been dating her for a while, and I guess it's time. So yeah, that was a pretty good weekend.
How'd you do it? Did you have the trophy in your hand or the ring?
I can't remember. No, it was later on that night, cool. Saturday night. So down in Daytona on the beach. So that was pretty cool.
Well, Grant, God bless you, and we can't wait to have you back. I know you're in the shop already this morning working, so we'll let you go. But very excited to see you back at the track in a couple of weeks. And, again, congratulations. You got the world in your hands now, and I think you're going to win this championship this year. That's my pick. And, Grant, I know you work hard for what you do, and you really do great for the Gulf Coast. One more question, and I've asked you this before, but we have a lot of new young drivers that are listening, and that are starting at Sunny South Raceway just this year. So let me ask you, what kind of advice will you give those younger drivers?
You know, the sponsorship, like we said, is the toughest part about this business. So anything you can help to separate yourself from the crowd there. And, you know, as far as the actual nitty and gritty, like we were talking earlier, the Legends cars is where I did a lot of my learning, and I really learned how to race there. So, man, Sunny South is a great place to do that at.
All right. Well, have fun in the shop, and we can't wait to see you in a couple weeks, my friend.
Thank you, Kane.
Absolutely. Two-time Daytona champion, and he's off the market, ladies. How about that? Grant Enfinger, still to come, a big show. Joe McArdle, we were just talking about that track. Sunny South Raceway, they start the season next weekend. Rusty Cooper with Titan Race Cars, from the build to the setup and everything in between. He did our bomber. We skinned it. It is amazing. Steve Williams is going to do the wrap from ABC Designs. We'll talk to him, and you can ride in a two-seat sprint car from the Kenny Wallace Driving Experience. Hang on, more to come. Show, it's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, always brought to you by amazing sponsors. Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service in Mobile built the motor this year, and wow, we're ready for that. Also, Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, and Sunny South Raceway. Rusty Cooper with Titan Race Cars coming up. Also, Steve Williams with ABC Designs and the Kenny Wallace Driving Experience. You can run, this is cool, a dirt modified at Southern Raceway, or take a ride along in the two-seat sprint car coming up next weekend. Mike's got all the information. You can also find, if you go on to Facebook at Southern Raceway, or go to southernraceway.com, has all the information on there, and this is a really cool way to start. We've had all those ride-alongs and all the cars with the Rusty Wallace Driving Experience on asphalt. Now the Kenny Wallace Driving Experience comes to Southern, and this is going to be a big thing. One other big thing at the small track, as we like to call it, it's where we grow tomorrow's racers today. Sunny South Raceway is getting ready to start the 2015 season coming up next Saturday. Joe McArdle joins us, and I'm looking at the website, and I don't know how you're going to get it all in, brother. You got like 30 different classes. Good morning.
Good morning, and we'll do it.
Yeah, I know you will.
Yeah. Training tomorrow's champions, we will do it.
Well, you know, we were talking off the air, and, you know, Grant Enfinger was just on talking about where he really cut his teeth and really started getting serious about racing. Was it your track in those Legend cars?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Grasshopper is the personal nickname I have for him. And Grant, if you're out there, man, way to go, dude. Give me a call. But Grant, I got your back, man.
Yeah.
But Grant did start with us. We started in the dirt.
Yep.
I say we, the bunch of us, the original bunch. Mm-hmm. And we started in the dirt. And like I say, we used to blow his doors off, make fun of him. And, buddy, that dude went to work.
Yep.
And then it got to the point where we hate to see him show up.
We
knew who was going.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but Sunny South Raceway will have, is it three or four drivers in the ARCA Mobile 200 this year?
We have three drivers.
That's
that
amazing.
Started at Sunny South, Grant Enfinger being one.
Yep.
We have Ronnie Osmer.
Yep.
And we have the Moose.
Mr.
Prater himself.
Yep.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, and with all those guys, and it's got to make you feel good as a track because, again, what you guys have, you guys start off with go-karts over at Sunny South Raceway. Well, actually, now we call them the Mighty Mites because you've got these four-year-olds that are getting in these cars. You've got new drivers, but this is where it all starts, and this is where you start teaching.
This is true. And just a little bit of information. I was there when Grant Enfinger took his first ride in a Legend.
Wow.
We had what was known as a drive-by.
Mm-hmm.
$50, 10 laps. I was there.
Wow.
And now look where it ended up. A Daytona winner out of Sunny South. Come
mm-hmm.
on, it can't get no better.
That's right.
But yes, get back to the Mighty Mites. We have the Mighty Mites. It's a group of young rookie drivers. And I would like, I'll also tell you this. We have three new ones will be out a week from today who's never raced.
That's
it will
awesome.
Be their first race.
That's really cool. And again, if you haven't been out to Sunny South Raceway, very family friendly, no alcohol involved. It's one of those tracks where you can let the kids run around. They've got bike races coming up and the power wheel races during intermission again next Saturday. You're bringing it back, aren't you?
We're bringing it back. Last year, we built a portable, if I may say portable, out of cones, racetrack on the front straightaway of the racetrack.
Oh, and those kids.
And we put the little power wheels out there, and you had to be there for that. One little dude went down the front straightaway, hit the big track, went into one and two on the big track. And about, a little exaggeration, 20 minutes later, he made his first lap.
That's right, yeah. But he'll remember that for the rest of his life, won't he?
Oh, I know it. We will, too.
You know, you've also got a new class. We're still talking about carts, senior champs. Now, what part
senior
you got?
Champs.
Yeah, talk about this.
Okay, senior champs. Well, basically, is the champ car, a little bit bigger version.
Yeah.
There's really hadn't been put an age limit on it. You know, they used to say six until 60.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to start out maybe 10, 12. I don't know that for sure.
Wow.
But it is the champ car with a clone motor.
Mm-hmm.
We've already got five of them lined up.
Wow.
Pull it off the wall, pull it out of the attic, and let's go racing.
Yeah, and that's
There's some of them out there.
Well, you've invited other classes, too. I know we'll have the Southern Vintage Racing Association will be there. They're going to do a race here. Can't wait to return. You've invited the pro trucks. You've invited the sportsmen, even the bombers back.
Right. We the invite is out there.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to step on nobody's toes.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this. First weekend of October, mm-hmm. we will do our two-show again with the pro trucks, the sportsmen, the superstar, whatever. Come see us.
Yeah. Now, and you also guys do schools. How was that last school you guys had?
Last school we had five bandoleros. And by the way, I am told we gained another bandolero out of Mississippi.
Wow.
Which should put us at about nine. But we had a beautiful school. And let's see, all five of them will be racing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good year for Sunny South and the Bandolero Division.
Well, you've also, the website's been updated, and you've got a brand new photographer. She does a great job, Brandy Davis. Talk about what she's going to be able to do for the track, for the drivers. It's always important to have a good photographer. Now you've got one, and you know, hey, the last photographer did a great job as well, but I know Brandy's work, and she's going to do great for the drivers.
Brandy is going to go out there and take pictures, have a little place set up. They even went so far, they can offer this stuff in metal. They got some beautiful stuff going on as far as the pictures. But there's some of the stuff hanging in the parks room now, some bigger pictures
mm-hmm.
of cars and stuff just to show you what they can do. And it's a total metal picture made out of metal. Last year forever.
It looked good in the shop.
Right, it looked good in the shop. But, yeah, we're looking for some big things as a photographer this year.
Well, you guys are going every 2 weeks. So what is the schedule going to be like? When's your first very special race or invite when you would have something besides with the normal seven, I think, divisions you have?
Let's see. We start off a week from today.
Mm-hmm.
Today, every 2 weeks. Our big race will be probably the first one, Memorial Day race.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying something different this year.
Yeah.
Where in the past we went Friday and Saturday and take Sunday and Monday off.
Mm-hmm.
This year we're going to run the 2 day show Saturday and Sunday, the 23rd and 24th.
I love that.
Yeah, Monday being the holiday. It is a regional qualifying race for Legends and Bandos.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't put all the numbers and figures and the classes together yet. But it will be Saturday and Sunday.
You know, Wayne O'Kresick, who owns Metro Glass and Mobile, also one of my sponsors with Kane Motorsports, does a great job in the racing community. How has he taken the leadership from Sunny South Raceway, and what has he done? I mean, obviously, he loves the Carters, but I'm seeing more classes. I'm seeing more car counts. And now you've got, by golly, you got a dirt track in the middle of the track. I love it.
And it's true. Wayne come to Sunny South with the go-kart background.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, his son has stepped up. They're running a sportsman car.
Yep.
He has the Pro Challenge, the Monte Carlo car be out this year.
Mm-hmm.
But he came to Sunny South with the go-kart background, applied and got the Rage go-kart dealership.
Oh.
And with his connections and the people he know, the tires and everything, he started pushing go-karts. If you remember back, Sunny South was go-karts on,
mm-hmm.
I think it was Friday night.
Yep.
And then Legends on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was unheard of at the time. But now we're slowly bringing that back. I think we'll turn the corner here maybe this year, if not next year. But it's the people. It's what he wants to do. It's the vision he's got. And, yes, we have the dirt track cut in the center.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing I can tell you is just look for some bigger and better things. It's coming.
Yeah, it's really exciting to see what he's done. And I wanted to real quick talk about Connor Okrasek. You know, I talked to Wayne this week, and, you know, Connor is going from the Pro Challenge cars and trucks and everything that he's done at Sunny South Raceway, jumping into a sportsman. And one thing that Connor said, very adult-like, he's 13 years old, he said, Dad, my biggest fear is that I want to have these drivers respect me, and I know it's going to take a while for me to get the respect from the other sportsman drivers. At 13 years old, this kid can drive better than some of the 40 or 50 year olds. And I'm not down on any of the guys that are driving, because I love them all, but I'm just saying this kid really is the real deal, isn't he?
He's the real deal, and for him to speak or say something like that is unreal. You know, it's all about respect. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, two of y'all go in the corner and we don't like one of you, guess what?
What happens when that happens.
Right. It's all about respect. But, you know, for him to say something like that, the kid is good.
Yeah.
He is a wheel man. I've watched. He's a wheel man.
Yeah.
And for his dad to have his back and take him like that, that's fine, too.
Yeah, well, racings have moved to Saturday nights about every other weekend for 2015. SunnySouthRaceway.org is the website. And give us the rundown next Saturday. What time is things going to start rolling?
Will do, and I want to invite everybody to come spend a beautiful night with us next Saturday. I've already checked it out. We're going to have some good weather.
All right, that's perfect. Man, Joe, we appreciate you coming on the show, and we'll do it up again next Saturday, my friend.
All right, man.
There you go, Joe McCardle with Sunny South Raceway, and it all begins next Saturday. The Mighty Mites Junior 1 Champs, the Bandos Pro Challenge, the Legends Senior Pro Clowns, Senior Champ, the New Class, and Mini Stocks all hit the track for a great night of racing, family, and fun. The bike and power wheel races back also during intermission. Still to come, we're going to go dirt racing, and you can actually drive the car. The Kenny Wallace driving experience. Hang on. Also, we're going to learn from Titan Race Cars how they can get your car to be up front and looking good doing it. Rusty Cooper and Steve Williams with ABC Designs going to tell us how we can wrap that car and how affordable it really is. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, always brought to you by our great friends at Mobile International Speedway. Can you believe the ARCA race is 2 weeks away? Go to ARCAMobile200.com and get all the information on how you can actually drive one of the Rusty Wallace Driving Experience race cars for 10 laps around Mobile International and get a free ticket to the race, $99. You can't beat that. They're doing it the day after the ARCA race. Also, still to come, we've got Steve Williams standing by with ABC Designs. He does all of my wrap work, and if you've seen our cars, man, they look good. And he's going to tell us about it. Also, Mike from the Kenny Wallace Driving Experience coming next weekend, March 7th, to Southern Raceway. Go to southernraceway.com or just look up the Kenny Wallace Driving Experience. Very affordable to go out there and actually get behind the wheel of a dirt modified or do that ride along in the two-seat sprint car. And we're going to give away one of those two-seat sprint cars this week. I'm going to post something on Facebook. And the more people that share it, if you share this, look for it today. If you share this logo, we're going to pick it next week, and you'll be able to actually go for a free ride in that sprint car. So when we bring up some of the winning drivers that have already started winning this year, including Greg Hopkins and Joe Phillips, they were first and second at the Winter Nationals at Southern Raceway. You got to ask, well, what did they do? How did they get there? It's probably a big part of Rusty Cooper and Titan Race Cars. Good morning, Rusty. How are you, brother?
Morning, cold.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, hey, hold on. No snow. We can't complain too much.
that's right.
You know, Rusty, you took our bomber that we bought from a gentleman, and it needed some body work done. And in less than a week, you had it transformed into a beautiful machine, new nose, new front, reskinned. It is gorgeous. And I want you to talk about how you can help other drivers. Because when we talked at first, you'd mostly do dirt cars. You know, the Bay Area Modifieds. We're talking about Greg Hopkins and Joe Phillips. You're going to have two cars in that. So when I approached you for the bomber, you said, well, just let me look at the rules and see what we can do. And, man, you've done a great job.
Appreciate it. Yeah, the biggest thing is as long as we know what the rules are, you know, we can accommodate whatever anybody needs.
Yeah, and the thing is when you guys go out there from a build, how do you get it started? You talk. Let's say I've got somebody who wants to build one of those Bay Area Modifieds. You've got a chassis. What do we do from there?
If you already got the car, you know, just we'll get with it and go from bumper to bumper and, you know, update it if it needs to be, and make sure it's 100% when you get out there, because the biggest thing with me is support on Saturday night. I want to see all Titan race cars running good, so, you know, I'm there for support, even if it's a phone call saying, hey, man, what do I need to do?
Yeah, and from tuning and everything, and every track's a little bit different. What do you think about the Bay Area Modifieds in this new tour?
I think it's going to be a good deal. I wish we could run it, but our rules over here is a little bit too far apart from the Bay Area deal. So we run mostly open shows over this way. But that deal that Jay's doing, it's going to be a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. And your first race is coming up in Columbia at Magnolia Motorsports Park. Tell us about that track and what you guys are doing.
It's a big flat track. It's probably a good quarter, maybe close to a 3/8, and the USCS sprints and the modifieds is going to be there along with some late models, and we'll start there. And if I'm not mistaken, I know Schrader's going to be there, and Kenny Wallace was there last year, so they get a pretty good turnout.
Well, that's good. It's nice to see those Titan cars up front, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
How did you get started doing this?
I started building drag cars back when I was in high school, and we've been racing all our lives and pretty much independent. Mm-hmm. And, I started building them back in 89 and been doing it ever since.
And again, if we want to get a hold of you, how can we find you and how can we see some of the work? Obviously, I'll be promoting you all year long. You're going to be on the side of our Kane Motorsports Hot Rod. But also, how can we find you?
I got a Facebook page, Titan Race Cars. A lot of my customers post on there, or you can call me at 228-297-5132.
What do you got?
If it's not a Titan car, if you got problems or whatever, you know, feel free to call me. I help a lot of people out with different other brands.
Yeah, and it could just be just whether it be setup ideas. I mean, you've been doing it for, like you said, all your life, so you kind of know the tracks and how to set them up. And what has been the biggest part of getting started doing what you're doing? Obviously, you've been racing, and like you said, you started off with the drag cars. How hard was it to start Titan race cars, and from where you started to where you're at now and where you want to take it?
It was pretty hard. You know, a lot of people, they want name brand cars. Yeah. The biggest thing is, you know, we're not a big name brand like some of the bigger chassis builders, but I mean, we can run right with them, and it's tough, you know, being a little guy, but you know, sometimes you just gotta just deal with it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I tell you, you guys are going to do great this year. We can't wait to have you on board, and our first race is, Friday the 13th. Can you believe that?
That's a good one.
That's right. So we hope to have it all not skinned up, and we might have to call you on the 14th. We'll see. But
that's right.
Yeah, you know how it goes. But
I'll be here waiting on you.
Yeah, probably. Rusty Cooper with Titan Race Cars, I appreciate you coming on board, not just on the radio show, but what you're doing for the team. And, you know, we do a lot with the childhood cancer, and you wanted to team up with what we're doing with that, and we've got some big news coming up in the next couple of weeks about that. So thank you for being a part of what we're doing on that side of it.
Oh, no problem. I've been excited all year about working with you.
That's awesome. All right, Rusty, enjoy the day, my friend. Get back in the shop.
I'll do it.
All right, take care. Bye. All right, there you go. Now, coming up next, you know, I want to thank Rusty for coming on. Now, I believe we've got Steve Williams with ABC Design. Steve, how are you this morning?
Just fine. I'm like, Rusty, it's a little cold outside. We walk around, make sure we got good cell reception out here.
Well, you know, before we get started on what you're going to be doing and what with ABC Designs, I want to talk about a new toy that you have that I saw at the Mardi Gras parade a couple weeks ago. What's going on there?
Yeah, we got rid of the modified car. We swapped it for a super stock car. So we're going to run with those guys for, I think, 6 races at Mobile and 6 at Pensacola. So we're looking forward to that. I think we got to get the seat mounted and go make practice. I think everything else is ready to go.
Oh, that's so good. Now, I discovered you guys a few years ago, and I've been so happy. You started decaling the Kane Motorsports cars, and you've done amazing wrap work. I want to talk about the wrap we did on the vintage car, because you did some special things on there that can really make it stand out on some of the race cars. And I want to also talk about the affordability. I mean, if you're looking at painting the car to wrapping, it's really close.
Yeah, and time-wise, I mean, you know, you paint one, you got to sand it, you got to do all the prep work beforehand and put it in the paint booth. So you got 3 or 4 days getting one painted, and we can wrap one, and we get the design ready, and you have it ready the next day. So, makes it a lot quicker process. And we just got through sending two guys to the 3M rap school up there, and all, they didn't learn how to sing while they were there, but they did learn how to wrap cars while they were there, so they're a lot more efficient and can do a lot faster job now.
Well, and what is that? You know, being certified from 3M is what you guys are going for on that, and when that happens, you guys, that opens up another door, doesn't it?
It does. 3M will be able to call us, and if we got something to go install, or if they have something they can go install, they'll send the stuff to us, and we'll just go out and make sure it happens.
Well, and you guys do everything, not just race cars, but you can do trailers, you do trucks, but you also do signs and other things like that. Tell us about all the products. I mean, even what you guys just started doing at ABC Designs, you guys are in Robertsdale. Tell us about the T-shirts. This is huge what you guys can do.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing we can't get done for you. And I'd say 80% of it we do in-house. That way we can control how quick it gets done. We just order the products. We put all your logos and stuff all out there at the shop. We have a full screen printing shop, from all the wrap stuff to business cards to pens to any promotional items you can think of, we can get them.
And the thing is like you said, when what we've been able to do as a driver, you come into the shop, say, hey, I want to design something. How does that go? Because you can actually take a picture of the race car you're going to design and put the decals on it before you even start.
That's right. If you got a layout you're kind of looking for and something you've seen, if you email me a picture of what you're looking for, we can try to match it and send us a picture of your race car and just a couple measurements off. We can size that picture and then design it all on your car and let you see it before we ever do it.
And that's so cool. Now, what are you guys working on? Anything special for the racing community? I know, obviously, I'm bringing my car to you Monday to get the wrap on for next Saturday. We'll have it at the American Cancer Society Chili Cook-Off out at the grounds. So we're running out of time. It always is like that at race season. But what's great about you guys, I can drop it off Monday and have it back by Tuesday or Wednesday.
That's right. And we try to turn around real quick. We got some guys will even put them on themselves from the wrap deal. I mean, if you're wondering about the cost, if you measure how long your car is and how wide your car is at the widest point, say the door, and figure about $6 a square foot, you're just about to have your price without even picking up the phone and calling us.
Oh, it's that easy. Well, I tell you, I'm excited to see you back on the track. Are you excited to be back behind the wheel?
Oh, yeah. We're looking forward to it.
Well, I know with everything you got going on and with the store down there in Robertsdale, how can we find you online or how can we call you, Steve?
Yep, we have a website. It's abcdesigns.net. You can look us up on Facebook, or we have a Twitter page also, so either one of those outlets are good, or you can always just call the store at Robertsdale, and that number is 251-947-6214.
Okay, and again, and I'm telling you, race fans, you think about it, like Steve said, if you've got a car and you're running out of time and it's getting ready to go, the painting is going to take a week. You can get this done quick, and again, look on my Facebook page and look up Derek Long, and you're going to find all these pictures of all the wraps that he's done for us, and he does amazing work. Steve, I'll see you Monday, and I appreciate you coming back on the show.
That sounds good. I appreciate it. Just remember all the design stuff, when you get to the S, it's always a Z, because we do A to Z, everything in between.
Oh, boy, that's good. Boy, you're a salesman. I like that, boy. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate it, man.
Hey, that's right. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Again, Steve Williams can really do a great job on your car. So, again, still, we've got a great, great show to come. Mike from Kenny Wallace Driving Experience coming up next. And it's next weekend that they're bringing a few different dirt cars. We're going to talk a little bit about that. But if you've ever wanted to know what it's like to go on the dirt, seeing those cars, the way they slide that rear end in and gas it out and drive, you have that opportunity. But if you're not thinking that you can handle that, they've got ride-alongs in the two-seat sprint car as well. So we're going to talk with him in just a minute. And real quick, before we get into that, Kane Motorsports is getting really excited to move on to the big race coming up in about 2 weeks. Matt Jackson's got a good-looking car. He tested, and I won't say how great it was, but it was great. We're looking forward to a good start to the season. Thank you to McDonald's. Also, Fallsack Tires. Go see Chris and the guys at all their locations, from Daphne and Mobile. They'll take good care of you. Also want to thank Pull Apart. Those guys, if you're looking for parts for your car, it is so nice because it's all computerized. You can go in there, type in the type of car you want. They'll show you everyone that they have and what road they're on. It's that easy. Also, thank you to Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service. Boy, I tell you what, they can turn around and make you a fast motor. They do great jobs. Again, Steve Williams from ABC Designs. I want to thank BA Motorsports for coming on board this year as well. They're a big part of our safety campaign. And on my Facebook page, we talked about how important it is for drivers at our local area to really get some neck restraint. Just not having that pad neck restraint doesn't work anymore. I know it's expensive, but again, if you look up Derek Long on Facebook. Go check out some of the comments from some of the drivers who've had some serious accidents, including me, and you'll really be impressed. Want to thank Perkins Hurricane Landing in Bay Minette, also Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery in Saraland, the Belrose Tattoo Piercing in Daphne, a big part of what we're doing, and I'll have to show you this beautiful cross they put on our left arm at the racetrack. Just ask to see it. K1 Race Gear also does a lot for us, Metro Glass and Mobile, and Alabama Teen Challenge. So again, all those sponsors help Matt and I and get us around the track, and I know we're going to have a lot of fun this year, and we're going to take you along with us. Still to come, let's go dirt track racing. It's next. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later today, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org, and that's United States Fire Department. And again, that racing team, we race to bring awareness to volunteer fire departments all over the country. So it's kind of cool to be a part of that. Thank you so much to two-time Daytona champion Grant Enfinger for coming on the show this morning. Joe McArdle with Sunny South Raceway. We talked to Rusty Cooper and Steve Williams on how they can get your car running fast and looking good. And how about the opportunity for the average race fan who doesn't have a race car to go experience what it's like, not on asphalt, but no, my friend, on the dirt. It's called DirtRaceWithKenny.com, the Kenny Wallace Dirt Racing Experience. And I'm thrilled to have these guys on the air and coming to Southern Raceway. Good morning to our good new friend. Mark Ebert. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Doing great. Now, I'm excited about this because a lot of the times, at Mobile International and also Five Flag Speedway, they bring the Rusty Wallace driving experience. You have a lot of opportunities to do asphalt packages. There's not much on dirt, and what you guys are bringing, the circus is coming to Southern Raceway next weekend, and you could be a part of it. Tell us about what's coming.
Well, no, you're exactly right. That's kind of why we started with Kenny. We started talking with him, and obviously Kenny's had some success on asphalt, but his heart's really in dirt and his passion's in dirt. And we said, we really need to offer an opportunity for people to do this on dirt. There's so many passionate dirt fans and hardcore dirt racing fans. And so here's a chance. We'll put together a couple of two-seat sprint cars, and that ride is absolutely blows away any ride on asphalt. There is nothing in the world like a sprint car, and you sit behind the driver, kind of look over his shoulder, and you can see him working as you're going through the corner. It really is something else. And then we'll give them the opportunity to drive either a modified or a dirt late model. And we think it's going to have great success and be a whole lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. And this is cool. Talk about this two-seater sprint car a little bit more, because we're actually going to give, along with you guys, Southern Raceway, we're actually giving one of these away this week on Facebook. We're going to be sharing this quite a bit. And tell us about, first of all, who came up with a two-seater sprint car? Because the thing looks gorgeous. It really does.
And it's really pretty cool because with the longer chassis, it makes it actually a little bit easier for the guys to drive, too, so they do take it right down into the corner for sure. Oh, wow. We just stretched the chassis. It's been put together real well. They sent it out, and we did everything. It went to the powder coater probably about 3 weeks ago, and they've reassembled it since then. Like you said, it's beautiful. I lost this bet, but they guys building it really wanted neon green and black. So the chassis powder coated neon green, and the rest of the car will be black. It's kind of a cool-looking buggy, and they're real excited about it. The second one's probably going to come online here in a few weeks, but this first one was actually testing on Wednesday at Carolina, and then it goes off from there.
Oh, that is awesome. Now, and you guys do a lot of tracks, so coming to the Gulf Coast is really important because there's a lot of dirt tracks around the South and all over that you guys are trying to hit. Talk about the intro to the dirt package for 10 laps.
They're going to start with an hour orientation. That's between signing in and doing all the releases and whatnot, and then going to class and talking about exactly what to expect in the car. Mm-hmm. The differences from, a street car to a dirt car, which are obviously pretty tremendous. And for us to kind of condense everything down, it's about a 45-minute to 1 hour class to share kind of as much knowledge as we think they need, but no more than that. Sometimes I think that you talk too much theory and it just ends up kind of paralyzing people. So we want to give them the basics of where they should be, what to expect from the car, how to drive the car fast. And then from there, we recommend they go for a ride-along first, but they certainly don't have to. They can just hop right in and drive if they want, and they'll drive the car for 10 laps. We do have a spotter the whole time.
Oh.
So they're going to have someone that will be in their ear, telling them what they've done right, maybe what they could correct to go faster or whatnot. And And then, of course, you know, people should expect all the same improvements in safety that we've seen over racing for the years. You know, we run Hans devices. We run up-to-date helmets, fire suits, full containment seats, five-point harness. We want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to keep people safe.
Yeah, but also give them the best buzz in the world. You know what I'm saying?
Around yeah.
100 miles an hour sideways through the dirt, and these guys can do it. So how can we find you? How do we book this?
Well, there's a couple ways. Like you mentioned up front, you can go to the website at dirtracewithkenny.com. Mm-hmm. You can also call us at 855-RACE-DIRT, and we'd be happy to walk people through anything they need and get them booked and get them set up. We've got some great specials going on right now, too. I know that we are taking 50% off all of the packages for our first visit to Southern Raceway.
Wow.
So, I mean, you're talking 5 laps, just $99, or 10 laps, wow. $199. You're getting wow. in the car real cheap here. Yep.
That is amazing. That is such a great deal because it's your first time coming, and it's next Saturday. When do the gates open? When do you guys start doing this?
Our first class we generally run, we do track prep in the morning, so our first class will be probably about 10 o'clock, and then we'll run from 11 o'clock on right through the afternoon. So there's still plenty of room for people. Like I said, if they want to get involved, they can look us up on the web or give us a call.
And remember, 50% off. So when you go to dirtracewithkenny.com, take that and split it in half. I can't wait to see how this goes next weekend. Mark, thank you so much for coming on and allowing us to also give away one of those two-seater sprint car rides. And I tell you, if I wasn't already booked for next Saturday, I'd be in it. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, we'll be back. We'll get you in when we come around next time.
I promise you it's a date. Man, I appreciate you coming on board, buddy, and good luck next weekend.
Very good. Thanks for the time, and we appreciate everybody giving us a chance here. We're real excited. Southern's been great to work with. We're really excited about coming there.
And there you go. SouthernRaceway.com is also another website where you can find out more information about it. DirtRaceWithKenny.com. And again, man, for $99 to get 5 laps around there, shoot. You need to try it and consider it. Again, thank you to Fairhope's own Fear the Finger, Grant Infinger, for coming on the show. He's ready for a three-peat, and he's going to be my pick, but there's some also good guys out there you got to think about. Four drivers from the Gulf Coast. There's a guy that actually entered from Grand Bay. I just heard about this off the air, and so it's going to be kind of cool to see how our local guys do. Thank you to Joe McCardle again. Next Saturday, the season starts, and this is going to be great with all divisions. Congratulations. I've got a brand-new photographer. Brandy Davis is going to be able to show you what they do, and they do some incredible things. So take your photos to the next level. Rusty Cooper at Titan Race Cars, also going to be a big part of what we do with Kane Motorsports this year. He can get your car up front, and he can make it faster and make it look really good. Steve Williams from ABC Designs, thank you, brother, for coming on the show again. And not only is he a racer, but he's also a guy that can do your t-shirts, everything you need for the team, from hats and everything. So thank you. And again, it's the Kenny Wallace Driving Experience next Saturday at Southern Raceway. Y'all have a great weekend. Love you, Mom, and we'll see y'all next time on Full Throttle Racing with Kane.